Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Partrend Me, boy. Is that a Zeitnuga choog choog?
Oh.
That is courtesy of KevBot.
Choog
a little
them up.
Choog on the end from Super Producer Brian.
Choog on that.
Yeah, so why don't you go choog on that, pal?
There you go.
I always forget what that's a reference to. I think it's been explained to me multiple times.
I have no idea either.
It's an old song, I believe.
I don't even know. Again, it was a song by Matt Gordon. And sorry, y'all. I'm ignorant.
Well, that's Miles. I'm Jack.
Yeah.
And this is What's Trending. McConaughey is out here making us spell his last name again.
Oh, man. I can spell it. It's easy.
Is it?
Yeah, because once we had to start doing it when he kept, like, dabbling with his gubernatorial run, I had to type it so many times. It's con and then like August, like AUG, and then hey.
That's
con,
right.
Aug, hey.
I forgot the trick.
Yep. August, hey. Anyway, that's a free one for you. But yeah, another celebrity is at the White House advocating for change. And this time it's Matthew McConaughey. So we'll listen to his words about why we need responsible gun.
We need to invest in mental health care. We need safer schools. We need to restrain sensationalized media coverage. We need to restore our family values. We need to restore our American values.
Got a real cadence on this one.
We need responsible gun ownership. Responsible gun ownership. We need background checks. We need to raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15 rifle to 21. We need a waiting period for those rifles. We need red flag laws and consequences for those who abuse them.
If he was off book.
These are reasonable, practical, tactical regulations.
Oh, he's an MC now?
To our nation, state, communities, schools, and homes. Responsible gun owners are fed up with the Second Amendment being abused and hijacked by some deranged individuals.
Anyway, so he's reading from a paper the whole time, which, again, for someone who's such a good actor, it's wild to see him like read off a script, and kind of his cadence is all fucked up because he's trying to deliver it like he's off book.
He's finding it. He's finding it in the, he's trying different things out.
Sensational
he's,
coverage. I thought he was going to break
different
into
syllables out. Maybe this is where we'll go with it. But
we got to get back to American values. We got to get, we got to get back to the sound of America, you know?
Miles doing the chest, the vocal warm up chest pound from Wolf of Wall Street. That was apparently him just improvising on the day of the shoot, just to get in the right headspace.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm glad there are people talking about things that we need. But part of me is like, I get the thank you, exalted person of interest from the community. What about the people who create the legislation? But thank you, McConaughey. We'd love to see you out there. But
any McConaughey fans out here? Any McConaughey fans?
No. All right. All Congress. Right. I'll get you after this. I'll get you after this. Watch this. All right. Hey, what's up? I'm Matthew, and I'm about to read off this paper.
His chest again.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Y'all fucking like this?
Y'all got a bongo? I don't know. It's all about the vibes.
It's yeah. It, and you know, and I feel bad that like. He's clearly, I mean, I think he's compelled to do something. And then it's just all part of this, like, now we're just like celebrity circus to solve real fucked up problems.
But I like that he was like bringing his own tool set to it and like just fucking around with words, seeing how they would
feel, tactical.
How that would be said by somebody who was saying them for the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
Again,
I don't know.
I love that empirical lyrical miracle. You know what I mean? Tactical, practical. Take these rhymes, intergalactical.
The Bechdel test is trending. After writer Hannah Rosen said that the Hulu film Fire Island does not meet the requirements to pass. This is a movie about gay men and their story. And so people not fully feeling this criticism.
No,
like, I mean, technically, that might be true. I don't know. Were they making a joke when they made that point? Or were they like, this movie, it fails because it doesn't pass the Bechdel test?
I don't know. But I was like, hey, great time to get people to listen to the Bechdel cast. I was like, y'all got some viral marketing going. But I feel like most comedians I follow were just having fun with that tweet. Because I saw many constructions of like something not passing the Bechdel test, or in Molly Lambert's case, the T-Rex Dell test of the new Jurassic Park film, not passing the T-Rex Dell test. you know, it's...
What's the T-Rex Dell test?
I think just because it was that same construction, like, I'm sorry to say, but the new Jurassic Park film does not pass the T-Rex Dell test.
Do they talk?
No, Jack, it's just a joke.
Are there not two T-Rexes having a conversation in the new Jurassic Park? I'm going to be... fucking furious.
It's John Hammond not ever talking about a T-Rex.
All right. Orangutan is trending just because there's like this stress dream of a viral video where, did you see it?
Yeah, the orangutan snatches that dude by his shirt and then by his leg.
Then won't let go. The real scary part is when the second person comes in to try and help and the orangutan just like fucking knocks them. Just the most dismissive and strong, just smack the fuck out of here. Yeah, that's the thing that really made it stick in my brain. And
was how powerful the orangutan is.
Yeah.
The way it snatched the fucking guy's shirt, I was like, this is like this shit where. It like made me think of like why Planet of the Apes, like that's how it starts. It's like, oh yeah, it's this little thing. It's like you forget it's like has the strength of like 7,000 linemen.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was being like, hi, I'm a little orangutan. And when the dude got in range of that long ass arm, it was like, get your ass over here. That shit freaked me out. How quickly the orangutan knew it's like, I'm a lull you in here and I'm gonna snatch your fucking shirt. But the guy got away scot-free, right? Just a bit of a freaky moment.
Yeah, just a bit of a freaky moment. But scared me. It is in my brain now forevermore. just the how strong that grip is, how much that orangutan wanted that t-shirt.
Oh yeah, I remember there was that show Wild Boys with Chris Pontius and Steve-O from Jackass, where they just did like nature shit. They went on a gorilla preserve and just tried to like fuck around near some silverbacks. There's this scene where a silverback, I'm not joking, just knocks over a tree with one arm casually trying to get at them. And you're like, oh my God. Like one arm just like felled a tree. So I respect our primate brethren.
Me too.
Do not want to be snatched by their gigantic arms. But also, no, I feel like that's like a lesson where it's like, man, see these caged animals? Like, what the fuck do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
The orangutan to be like, yeah, I'd love to chill with you.
Yeah.
Let me out.
I mean, maybe that's all he was trying to do.
Yeah.
Chill with the person's leg that had been ripped off their body.
Yeah. Maybe.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
And we're back. And we got a couple stories located in the same desert. Mm-hmm. We got Day in Vegas.
Yeah.
Which is a music festival in the blistering heat of Las Vegas. Is
that? Yep. And it's the reason it's getting a lot of traction is because it's the first like big festival Travis Scott will have done since Astroworld. Headlining the third day. So we'll see what that's like. But the lineup itself is fucking ridiculous. SZA on Friday with got Cardi, SmiNo, fucking Hiatus Coyote, Conway the Machine, Her, 21 Savage, Joji, Sid, from the internet. It's like a lot of if you like vibey music, like this is probably gonna be a good show.
Is it outside? It's gonna be outside?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
good luck.
Bring the drugs and the water.
Right.
Salt Lake is trending. Super producer Anna Hosnier pointed out to us that there's a new article in the New York Times, also in my preferred news source, Yahoo News. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
News.yahoo.com.
The best.
That basically says the Salt Lake of city fame, like 2/3 of it has dried up already, and it might be gone by the end of the year, at which point it becomes a poison dust bowl with like arsenic and other chemicals that are just now dust in the middle of the desert next to a giant U.S. city. Also, 10 million birds will die and just looks not great. And also looks like, yeah, that's how this happens. Like that's something that happened around Southern California with the Salton Sea.
Yeah.
You know, vacation community that was created by like diverting rivers to this area, and then agricultural forces made it so that there was no more runoff there, and the whole lake just like dried up, and now it's just poison and
a great place to shoot your album cover photo.
Yeah.
That's pretty much like you always see the thing of like the Bombay Beach Club, I think, which was like this like once, you know, like destination on the Salton Sea, and now it's just like a skeleton of times of old.
That is one of the cool things about what we're all about to live through in the next 20 years is there's going to be so many places to shoot your album cover. It's going to be like so tight.
Dude, in the ruins of America, in the ruins of the Great Salt Lake, in the space penal colonies, they're all going to be fantastic. Yeah, I don't know. That's a very frightening proposition. And I mean, I think this goes along with so much news, too, that there's like already a lot of climate scientists saying there's a 42% chance that we're already locked into the 1.5 degree centigrade Celsius temperature rise, even if we changed everything today. So I don't know, like it's hard to like constantly read these stories too, because it's almost like gun control where you're like, yeah, that fucking sounds bad.
Let's do something.
Whoa.
All right, chill out. Everybody chill out.
Don't get rash here. I'm not about to go and fundraise on my own for re-election. Let's just do what the donors say. Let's leave that there.
Mm-hmm.
Very disconcerting. And yeah, I'm curious, like when, like many things, like as people, we're just like have to, like we reach a point where we're like, do I have to like knock on someone's door and like yell and be like, hi, Earth is dying, what's your plan? Which people have been doing for a long time, but throw it on the pile of existential dread
for Matthew McConaughey to deal with for us. And then finally, we saved it for last because I wanted to give some of you the permission to just check out. The Rolling Stone did issue a list of the top 200 rap albums of all time.
Hip-hop
albums. Okay. Yep. Rolling Stone has released the top 200 hip-hop albums of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some opinions, Rolling Stone.
Yo, boy. You're talking to two old-ass millennials who idolize golden era hip-hop, and I'm looking at this top 40, and I don't even know what's going on. I mean, I'm not... Again, I think when I saw this list, I'm like trying to not get pulled into like, they're just doing this to fuck with me. Because I know that's the kind of energy that these lists inspire. But I just, there's just some of the rankings I just don't understand. Like, I love clips, but is Lord Willin a top 15 hip hop album? I feel like I would put other ones in there, because I guess here's the thing, Jack. How would you rank a top 200 list?
All right. Some well, things, I'm glad I feel you like asked. I have my list right here.
Starting with 200, coming in at 200, Power, Ice-T's 1988 album. With Colors.
What do you mean, how would I rank
like,
it?
Like, I'm trying to, because, you know, we were getting mad. So, for example, in the top 20, right, Lil' Kim's album from 1996, Hardcore, is number 19. Cardi B's Invasion of Privacy is at number 16. I feel like they're, in my mind, I'm like, you have to honor the people who opened the door for subsequent MCs.
Right.
I feel
it
like
feels like some of that was being happening here.
For sure.
And I also feel like some of it is, okay, we know we want this person here, and this can be a stand-in for the other album. But like, right. So the most surprising thing for me is number two, they have Outkast. So number one is Biggie, Ready to Die, which, sure, not my favorite Biggie album, to be honest. But I'm not a traditionalist, and that's probably not the right take, but just personally, I think probably having to do with how old I was when Life After Death came out. But okay, Outkast's probably my favorite hip hop artist of all time. Outkast is number two with Stankonia, which I don't even know people who like make the claim that that's their best album. Like, is that a common, like, I also don't talk about hip hop that much and don't talk about Outkast that much. So maybe, like, is there a new, like, appreciation for that album over, like, a Quemini?
Or? I think because I think this is the other thing is, like, a lot of, I feel like recency bias, right? Because you got Hey Ya, like, Bombs Over Baghdad, So Fresh, So Clean,
right.
Miss Jackson, Jackson, not Hey Ya, but, those, like, I feel like are people who are new to Outkast, or I don't know. See, this is where I'm like, I'm getting so old hip hop head. I'm like, how are you not going to talk about AT Aliens?
Right. Like, yeah. AT Aliens, I also like better than, but like, I can see Stankonia being ahead of AT Aliens because, like, you have a Quemini, like, standing in as, like, the old head Outkast,
right?
Alien shit, like, with aliens on the cover. But, yeah, I don't know. It just feels. But that also is interesting to me. I'm like, maybe I need to go back and like start really digging into Stankonia again.
Yeah, I mean, I loved Stankonia when it came out. That shit was stuck in the CD player when that album came out. But I guess that's where, again, it is. You know, it's just like, that's where it gets a little bit, it's subjective. And I think that's why, like, when these articles come out, I get so energized because part of me is trying to be like, okay, this is their idea of what it is. Don't get in your feelings about because your favorite album isn't like there. Like, how's Black on Both Sides by Mos Def not in the top? Blah blah blah. And just trying to understand what the logic is here. But you know, a good collection of albums. But I will continue to listen. Maybe we just need to make our own list.
Yeah, just for the two of us.
Just for the two of us. Nobody else. Don't record it. We meet up somewhere private. We exchange printed out documents and we go through and go, Oh, okay. Well, I wouldn't have done that. Oh, that's interesting. And you think this is hip hop, Jack? Okay. Okay. Good to know.
And just, I just wanted to confirm, I'm not going to say anything else, but did you think this is
like
hip-hop,
Future right? At number 20 has the Future has one yeah. that is it. DS2 is number the 20 of the top 200. I can name so many albums that are better than DS2. But I guess this is where taste comes into it, and I'm just not like I'm like kind of a.
This is where taste comes into it, and they're discriminating against people who have good taste.
With good taste, I mean, this guy was calling himself Future Hendrix, okay, and we were okay with that.
Do you what are your thoughts on? So another thing that jumps out to me is Tupac's first appearance. If you're going from number one upwards, is 29 with All Eyes on Me. That seems late. for like the people who, one of the like people who is in the immediate conversation, like maybe he's probably not like a album artist necessarily in the way some of the people ahead of him are, but it seems late.
Seems a little late, but I get, you know, people have, there's so many diverging opinions on Tupac and like what he is or isn't to the rap game. At the very least, if motherfucking DS2 is at 20, all eyes on me better be 19. You know, like when I see that as a marker, I'm like, everything has gone upside down on this list. But again, that's more, I think, recency bias. And also I'm kind of a, like, I'm not going to lie, I'm not the biggest Future fan. So I have my strong opinions about that.
So here's one that I had a question for you on, because this was one that that jumped out at me and I was like, that's surprising, but then it wasn't surprising to anybody else on the call. So Dr. Dre, Chronic 2001, is it 13?
Yeah.
Which that's like, that makes sense to me is where they would put it. But the original Chronic is like in the 30s, I think. It's higher.
Yeah.
Surprising to me. 40s, I think.
Again, see, this is like, I'm like, in my mind, I was like, as an old head, I'm like, the Chronic is before the Chronic 2001. But
I think this whole list should be chronological.
I think it's just be chronological. I think that's the only way to honor shit. You know what I mean? And then as the years go on, maybe you can be closer to number one. But I think, I mean, 2001 is just chock full of fucking.
Right. It's just hit.
Yeah, like that shit will break your fucking neck. So I get why that's there. That's why I'm like, I have like such a specific, I think because I'm like so into history, like chronology is so important to me of like the sequence of events that gives you a good kid mad city. But at the same time, you do have to balance that with, yes, there may be no good kid mad city without all eyes on whatever, you know, whatever comparison you're trying to make. But then when you got to put the albums head to head and say, this one just fucking goes hard. Then
yeah,
I get where the chronology answer or the chronology standard doesn't apply. All that to say, check out the list yourself.
Yeah.
Be upset, be not upset. Maybe you're upset that Houston, you know, rap isn't being represented earlier, like other real, like, because there's so many things now that I feel like you have to acknowledge the shit, like why trap music is so big now and what artists bring that along. But again, this is my position as an old head, or, you know, on my way to being an old head, being like, you got to know the fucking history of hip hop.
Like, I'm not happy that Beastie Boys' Paul's Boutique is ahead of Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City. I don't think I'd agree with that. And it would be easier to, you know, live with if it weren't coming from the only place I've ever gone for hip hop opinions, and that's Rolling Stone.
Right. Like the Carter 3 at 39.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of, and when you read the reasons, like, it's never like, and this is why it's so high up. It's just kind of like, this is why this album is good.
Yeah.
And like Late Registration at 41, like Liquid Swords at 44. See, now I'm like, my old.
Is there anything? So the thing I like about lists like this is when I'm like, okay, well, they have convinced me to like give this more listens than I have. So I'm going to give Stankonia more beginning. I think I might have gotten like thrown off the scent of Stankonia as a great album by the fact that there were so many hits, and like I was at a stage where I was like driving a lot. So I was just like going back and forth to the hits and like trying to entertain the people in my car. So I might need to give Stankonia a little bit more attention. Might need to give Chief Keef a little more attention. They gave Chief Keef top 40. But is there anything in here that you're like, okay?
No, because I'm a arrogant old hip hop head, and I know better than Rolling Stone. That's my take.
Like, there you go. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. Yep. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.